2ST, it's good times, it's great music, and it's time to talk to Matty O'Neill now from MetabolicJumpstart.com. He's our nutritionist here on 2ST. How are you, Matty?
Yeah, good, thanks, Pete. Good to chat.
Matt, I was doing a bit of a shop the other day in Coles, and they were on special, Wagon Wheels.
Oh, yes.
Two packs for $4 or something like that. I bought two packs, Matt. I failed, right. Mate, I failed.
You failed. you didn't fail. You had a learning experience, you know.
Well, yeah, I suppose so, but I bought them anyway.
Yeah.
So, lack of willpower, lack of self-control, that's what we're talking about today.
Yep.
Because with all forms of, even dieting, Matty, training at the gym, work, willpower, and self-control is very important, isn't it? So, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's really important, but a lot of people beat themselves up. I mean, you're describing the wagon wheels. You know, you probably ate them and, you know, they tasted good, but you felt bad. And then you think, oh, you know, I've got no dedication. And you do this thing called catastrophizing where you think it's the worst thing in the world and you just can't see yourself being healthy. So, you know, hot tips today are, and this comes from a study in kids, you know, toddlers. They did many, many years ago in the 70s. They left these kids in a room. They gave them a marshmallow and they said, you know, if you ring the bell, I'll come back in the room and you can eat the marshmallow, or if you just wait, I'll come back in at some stage and I'll give you two marshmallows. And, you know, it sounds a bit weird, but the whole story was about self-control. And the toddlers who waited until somebody came back to get another marshmallow, so they thought, wow, if I wait and I'm patient, I can get two marshmallows, they grew up to be healthier, wealthier, because they had self-control. They were able to ignore that marshmallow right there to get a bigger reward, i.e. two marshmallows, down the track. So the whole thing here, when you're thinking, oh, wagon wheels, they'll taste great, is to just go, stop, wait a sec, I can be healthier, I can be happier, and think about those things you want, like the bigger picture, and say them to yourself straight away. And by doing that, like these toddlers, you end up being healthier, being wealthier, and having all those things. So it's about future reward being more than that instant gratification.
All right, well, how can we sort of build on gaining more willpower? I know I saw the ads on TV for the cigarette smoking. All the mates are going out for a smoke. You seen that one?
Yeah,
and she stays behind? Yeah.
Yeah, they do. And it can be smoking, it can be exercise.
Yeah.
And particularly with your diet, because food tastes good straight away. Whenever you think you're going to buy it, you think you're going to choose and say, wait a sec, why am I trying not to have this? I'm trying not to have this because in 2 months' time, I want to be 5 centimetres less around the waist, or I want to actually be fit enough to play with my kids. I don't want to have to buy new clothes because my waistline is blowing out of control. And you've got to say those things to yourself and go, oh, that's why. And when you actually go, that's why, you go, yeah, of course, I don't want those wagon wheels. But without all those goals, those reasons, those future rewards, you never actually say that to yourself. You just live for the here and now. So it's future rewards just have to taste better than that wagon wheel tastes now. And it takes practice. Don't beat yourself up. It takes practice.
Should you confront that confrontation when you go shopping? Should you say, look, bugger, I'm going to walk down the chocolate aisle and not buy anything?
I think people think when they start to get some results, you know, I know people that I give plans and they start within a couple of weeks, they think, great, this is going well, I'm all fine, like I'm fixed.
Yeah.
But it can take weeks and months until you develop that real resolve that you're bulletproof in terms of willpower. So a hot tip is don't test yourself too soon.
Okay.
Don't think I've got bulletproof willpower. Just don't go down the chalky aisle. Don't buy it. Don't have it in the house. And you get weeks or months down the track, you might then surprise yourself that you actually walked down the chocolate aisle and it was all invisible. You didn't even notice.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, that surprise is a really cool thing to find, because then you think, actually, I'm not a chocolate addict anymore, because that reward you've got is you're looking good. So you keep your eye on the prize, not on the taste right now today.
All right, Matt, what I'll do, I'll finish off these Western wagon wheels at home, then I won't buy any more again.
Good. Right. get rid of them and right. Then say no, and then say, look, I want to be rip shredded and rock hard.
Yep.
And maybe you put that photo of yourself when you get there on Facebook and we'll all have a look at it.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay, Matty, thanks, mate, for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Pete. My pleasure.